extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Morena Sam, how are you?
Good morning. I'm really good. I'm excited for what we're talking about today.
Me too.
So tell us a little bit about it, the World Barista Championships.
Yes. So this is near and dear to my heart. I have competed before on the world stage. So
very cool.
Sam.
And I've coached a few people in the competitions as well. And I've traveled the world based off this competition alone. So very exciting stuff. And I guess what I want to talk about is why the competition, what is it, and what's going on in the coffee world. So obviously through COVID, the Barista Championship has been postponed a couple of years. So it's very exciting that it's actually come back, and where they've decided to host the event was at Host Milano, which is one of the biggest hospitality trade shows in the world. So if they were going to host the competition, it would kind of make sense that they just did it in an existing hospitality platform. So I was like, okay, that's amazing. What that does is that allows people to rub shoulders with different industries and share knowledge and share passion. So that's also really, really good. But a little bit about the competition and how it started. So it started in the year 2000, so it's not very old.
But it's still, I think that's maybe a longer history than I was expecting from it, though. That's a good, you know, what are we, nearly 22 years now?
Mm. Yeah. But back then, in the year 2000, the coffee was very, very different. So you could see how coffee has evolved very, very quickly over the last 20 years. So it started off based off the Norwegian Barista Championship. So it was held in Monte Carlo, in near Monaco, and that year only 10 baristas competed from neighboring countries. So it was very much a Scandinavian European based competition. Until the US started coming into the scene and started competing and started ranking very high.
They do love a big kind of competitive platform, don't they? You know, anytime the US decides they're going to get involved, it's going to scale up dramatically.
Oh, it's huge. Like, even now, the Barista Championships in the US, they have barista camps where they have people just hanging out in different states for a week, just geeking on coffee.
Oh,
it's kind of amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. In 2007, it isn't until it kind of where it was held in Tokyo where it started just reaching a different demographic of international kind of attention.
Right.
So Asia started getting involved. And when Asia gets involved, it's big.
Scaling up once again.
Scaling up once again. And through these changes, the competition started evolving as well, because they were starting to get a lot of different cultural backgrounds and kind of different competitors that saw coffee very differently. So from countries that didn't produce coffee but had an amazing scene where they were serving high quality coffee, to countries like Africa who grow amazing coffees but don't really have that service side of it.
Right.
So just the competition had to evolve to a point where it was fair for everyone competing. So a lot of standardization was happening as well.
That's so interesting. I mean, it makes total sense. We were talking about this at the start of the show today, how you kind of get these things that seem really niche to a lot of people, but obviously there's a huge community behind it. But how that, you know, once you start the little snowball rolling down the hill, it just gathers pace, gathers interest, and you get these like totally new types of like coffee making in this case come out of what was originally just a small little competition.
100%. And what's magical about these competitions is that people don't actually understand how the kind of the innovations and the ideas behind these culinary kind of competitions will trickle down back into our everyday consumer lives.
That's really interesting.
The equipment that we see in a lot of new coffee shops nowadays are all based off equipment that were presented as the newest, latest innovation and machinery on the competition platform.
Sick.
Or the type of coffees that we're drinking as well. Like, milk volume getting smaller, coffee's getting more acidic and bright and fruit forward. All these ideas stemmed from competitions.
That's so interesting. I mean, it makes sense, but I guess you never think about it when you're just popping to the cafe to get yourself a flat white and a muffin, please. Yeah. I mean, oat milk, that's new as well. Like, it really is only in New Zealand in the last year that we've started to see that in all cafes that you can go and get it.
I'm going to talk about, like, what is a competition, actually.
Yeah, hit us. What do you do when you get there? Okay. So you've got your cups and you've got your coffee.
That's my knowledge. Okay, so first you have to win your national competition, and it's very similar to the World Barista Championship, depending on the national body and how they want to change the competition, but it's always based off the world competition. You have to make 4 espresso, 4 milk drinks, and 4 signature beverages in 15 minutes, judged by 8 judges.
In 15 minutes?
Oh my gosh.
In 15 minutes.
If you think about that in hospitality time, there's actually probably not a lot of coffees in 15 minutes.
No. Yeah. But the tricky thing is that you're talking the whole time.
Oh no, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, so it's rehearsed to your specific music and it's timed. So it's a performance.
That is so cool.
So it's a perfect mix of bartending, cooking, culinary competition, mixology, and a sommelier competition.
Whoa.
And it's not just here's 4 milk drinks, here's 4 espressos, and 4 signature drinks.
Do you have to do like fake small talk, like, you know, pretending you remember the customer's name and like stuff like this and asking how their, you know, work is going this morning? Or are you talking about the coffee that you're making?
So it's up to you. So, for you to do well, you need to be able to present an idea that is outside what we know of coffee today. Cool. So how are you going to be a leader in the specialty coffee world and become an ambassador to shape the industry and grow communities?
Wow. Whoa.
So even though you're serving these 12 drinks, the idea behind these 12 drinks would be huge. And I guess which is why I'm excited to talk to you about what I've seen over this weekend where the World Barista Champs just happened. And the winner is first time ever for Colombia to make it into the finals and win the World Barista Championships.
Amazing.
Is Diego Campos. And what was funny is that the top 3 competitors, actually the top 4 competitors, all used Colombian coffee.
Ooh. Wow. Go Colombia.
Yeah. So,
strong year for them.
Yeah, so Diego used Diego came first. Andrea Allen from United States came second, and Hugh Kelly from Australia came third. They all used a very interesting coffee that was forgotten about many, many years ago.
Whoa!
And it's a completely forgotten species of coffee. So it's no longer just Arabica and Robusta. They were pulling out Eugenoides, which is a parent coffee to Arabica. So what's interesting is that it is low caffeine, high flavor, which also means that it presents a new, completely different flavor experience for judges as well.
This is exciting.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
So
is there
this like idea that that could be something we start seeing in cafes now because it's been showcased on this like world platform? This is like realistically something we might start to see having a bit more of a high street moment.
It will take a very, very long time for any of these kind of ideas to trickle down because it's done at a very expensive experimental level.
Until
producers and farmers start experimenting and find better sustainable practices to maybe mass produce them, then potentially it will trickle down. But I guess now we're starting to talk about different species of coffees we can look into.
So interesting.
And I think what I really loved about the United States performance is Andrea talked about kindness and how hospitality has been completely shaped with COVID, and the sense of touch and the sense of loneliness has ingrained into people's mentality, but coffee still allows people to have that sensation. And I think it was quite beautiful. She washed the judges' hands with rose water on stage because it was a ceremony that she experienced when she visited a specific farm for the first time. And that kind of memory and kindness and hospitality was showcased to her. So, I mean, the championships is beautiful, and I think every competitor has brought something very personal and amazing to the coffee world. And All these videos and routines are on YouTube.
I
so
was about to ask. I need to go and watch this because it sounds like something you need to see to kind of really fully experience. Where do you find it on YouTube? Is it just the Coffee World Championships?
Yeah, if you just type in World Coffee Competitions, it should be the first YouTube channel that pops up. And just watch. It's they use a lot of coffee lingo, but it's the ideas are presented very clearly, and it's a beautiful thing to watch.
Oh my gosh. Okay, this sounds like some afternoon watching sorted.
Absolutely.
Lockdown for the rest of the day sussed. Sam, thank you for bringing us the Coffee World Championships. Such a fascinating insight into a world I know literally nothing about. When you went to it, did you have a really good time? Where did you go? Where were you sent off to do
yours? So I represented New Zealand in 2016, so I went to Dublin to compete in Ireland.
Nice.
And yeah, it was incredible. It was one of those things where once you got to a world stage, it actually became less nerve-wracking than competing in your nationals because you don't know anyone at the world.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of sharing what you know and what you love to like just a whole bunch of other fellow international coffee ambassadors. And it was magical. The atmosphere was great and I learned a lot. And the community was super supportive. And what's great, it's that network of opportunity.
Totally.
I can go anywhere in the world now and I would know at least one barista champion.
Awesome. That is amazing.
And they would be more than happy to like host me or show me around their city.
That's so cool. It's all about community at the end of the day, isn't it?
Truly.
100%.
Hey, thank you so much, Sam. Always an absolute pleasure. Have a lovely rest of your Thursday.
And thank you for having me.
We'll talk to you again next week. I'm definitely going to go check out these videos.
Yes.
Food for thought. Breakfast Food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Thank you.